All right. I'd like to welcome to the microphone on this very special day in NAIDOC week when we bring broadcasting and radio to the boys in the prison, the men in the prison. And I'd like to welcome to the microphone Sean Braybrook, who is the Koori Liaison Officer out here at the prison. How you going, Sean?
Yeah, good, thanks, Gilla.
Yeah, just a bit of background on this special day that we actually do out here every year. It started around about 3 years ago.
Yeah, this is the third one now, eh, Gil?
Yep, and how did we actually... I know it took a lot of work and a lot of talking and a lot of moving around to get this kind of broadcast happening, especially inside a prison, a main prison here in Victoria. So tell us what has to be done for us, because we're just the people that sit behind the microphones here.
You've got the important job, but you're the voice, mate. You're the voice.
That's it.
But it does take a lot of work. A lot of letters went backwards and forwards to the commissioner's office in that first year, and there's a protocol put in place now that we have to follow each year. And if fellas speak on the radio, they have to sign a protocol. And Kutcher actually come in this year and ran 3 workshops. So I know the big fella's on his way out here somewhere. So g'day, Kutch.
Yeah, and some of the stuff that we've done over the last couple of years, we've had some of the boys actually sing, tell stories. And a book that came out a couple of years ago, Sean, I haven't seen one since then, but I've still got that book at home. It's a great book, actually.
Yeah, there's a couple of blackmail floating around. This year we never had a blackmail edition, but the blackmail was comprised of a lot of poems and stories that fellas had written and things that had gone on through the prison, like programs we brought in and paintings and photos and all that sort of stuff. So it is a good magazine, and it's becoming a bit of a collector's item as well. So
it's not only the only thing that's coming a collector's item out there. Sean, it's them great NAIDOC t-shirts that young Casey painted, and
Young Ray.
Great t-shirts. We done a broadcast outside the Victorian Aboriginal Health Service yesterday on open day, and myself and John, we wore them t-shirts, and look, there wasn't a person that walked past us and said, oh, where can we get one of them t-shirts? I said, you'd have to go to Port Phillip Prison to get one of them. Where's that?
Yeah, everyone, no one knows where this is, but everyone wants a t-shirt, mate. Everyone wants one. Yeah.
So you either have to get a special invite or get locked up.
No. Actually, I even had a phone call from the Aboriginal Advancement League. They wanted to know if they could buy the whole set, the whole 5 of them, to put on display up there. So I think that's something that's really good. And, you know, it's starting to gather a bit of history behind it now. There's 5 T-shirts, ran over 5 years. There's 4 that I've been involved in and one that actually kicked it off just before I started work here. And, yeah, I think, I mean, if people can start putting them up, like in the Aboriginal Advancement League and places like that, I just think it's fantastic. And all the fellas in here, you see them walking around inside here with their T-shirts on.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just great to be able to celebrate the week and also give something back to the people that actually come in and participate in the NAIDOC event. And to see them walking around with their T-shirts on in the community, it's great.
One of the highlights I like about this special day in here, it's not only do we come in here and broadcast Australia-wide and get to talk to people, but is the sports that happen in this place, like the football teams that come in, the basketball teams. I mean, we haven't got a basketball team in here today, but it was good while it was happening. And like John was saying earlier, this is a day that only happens once a year, and we should be able to make this day available for people that are in prisons.
Yeah. And definitely for sure, and, you know, sports is a big thing as well. Unfortunately, due to the drought that's happened, the football oval's in no condition, but I can put it to you now, Gil, all the fellas are down there in the gym now, and there's a basketball going on down there and a barbecue being cooked, and it's pretty full on down there at the moment.
It sure is.
There's NAIDOC T-shirts against bare skins. So.
There you go. Yeah.
So actually, I started off in that game too, Shawnee. You wasn't there, but I started off for the first 2 minutes and actually scored the first goal, so I'm actually happy about that against all these fit blokes in here.
But I'll take you back. When we did have a football side come in, Broadmeadows brought a footy side in. M. Merrill Lee, Brunswick Power, brought their footy side in. And, geez, wasn't that a good game? I was actually umpiring. And the Broadie fellas were up by a couple of goals going into the last quarter. Then they end up getting rolled by a couple of points. And apparently the word was going around, you fellas won't get out of here alive, if you...
Well, I was actually broadcasting on that Pacific Day too. Mm. And you being an umpire, the ground was that hard, Shawnee. They tell me that you was even sore after the game.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Running around backwards and forwards there. And, yeah. Didn't pay too many free kicks. A lot of play on, play on.